Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Hi, welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I'm Helen Maese. Welcome.
Yes.
We're here again. And I wanted to talk about something that you kind of touched on Wednesday.
Yes.
You read a scripture that was beautiful, and it really just, I mean, the whole service was amazing, but I want to read that scripture. It's in 2 Corinthians 12:10, and it says, this is the Passion Translation, "So I am not defeated by my weakness, but delighted, for when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution, because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger, for my weakness becomes a portal to God's power." I think Apostle Paul was touching on something very, very, very important that you see throughout the church, which is being able to humble yourself and be recognize that it's God, and it's not through anything that you, any strength that you have, but when you give it to God, then His strength becomes your strength, and in that weakness. And so I wanted to see if you could kind of elaborate a little more on this topic.
Yeah, and it's something that I think we as believers, but you know, anybody that you know has given their life to Jesus has to really recognize that God, when He calls us, there's a scripture, I love it, throughout Corinthians, Paul again makes reference to who God calls, and he says He calls the puny, and the Passion Translation says the puny, the nobodies. Literally, that's the Passion Translation in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. You could read it from 19 to 31. He calls the weak, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. And he says to confound the wise, to shame, if you will, so that nobody would boast in the presence of God. And so when you think about it, it's like God wants to get all the glory. And so that scripture is powerful because it says that our weakness becomes the portal. It becomes the gateway to God's power and God's presence, so that nobody can boast in the presence of God. I love that, because nobody can say, you know, I did this because, or I'm gifted in, and this is the reason why. Look who's talking to us about it. It's Paul. And Paul was one of the most powerful apostles. He had a lot to boast about. He's a very educated man. He was educated by one of the top scholars. He was a man that accomplished much. He took Asia Minor in 3.5 years.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot of territory to gain. He raised up powerful sons. He had a lot to boast about. And he said, although I could boast, he went to the third heaven. Matter of fact, when he speaks of his encounter in the third heaven and all the revelations that he had received from God, he never makes reference to himself. He said, there was a man. That's how he says it. There was a man who went to the third heaven.
That's true.
He never referred as, hey, I went to the third heaven. Such a humble guy. And he always made reference to, you know, somebody else in the sense that it's kind of saying, you know, I'm not going to boast. And then he says this, if I'm going to boast, I'm going to boast in the Lord. I'm not going to boast in myself. I'm not going to boast in everything that I have. Then he says, in Corinthians, I have every reason to boast. I have every reason to be high and mighty. Look at me, I'm the Apostle Paul. I did this, that, and the other. And he doesn't. He says, if I'm going to boast, I'm going to boast in God. And so there's such a humility in that. And I think that when you are humble that way, it allows for God's strength to come. Now, this is really key because when you think about it, it takes a humble heart to be able to, it takes humility to really say, God, I'm going to boast in you. Because when I'm weak, you are strong, right? And so when you think about that, then it's you acknowledging, I'm weak here. It's me acknowledging, I'm not strong here. It's me acknowledging, I feel like the black sheep of the family. It's me acknowledging, I'm not strong. I can't do it on my own. It's me acknowledging, God, I don't know what to do. It's me acknowledging, I don't have what it takes. He calls the puny, the nobodies, to shame the somebodies. So that's who our God is. Why? Because we can boast on Him to say, how did you get there? How'd you open up that church? I mean, in a city where everybody said such and such, How'd you get to do that? And it's all going to be for His glory. So that we don't boast in ourselves, in our giftings, in what I can do. So that takes a lot of humility. Because the Bible says that God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. And humility brings grace. Because the Bible says He gives grace to the humble. And grace is God's presence. It's God's power to do what you can't do in your own strength. So again, it gives reference to that scripture that you just read us. The weakness becomes the portal by where God can now display His power. So that you can go, oh man, how did you do that? It wasn't me. You know, our worship team's a good example.
Yeah.
Because nobody knew how to play. You know, some of them couldn't sing. But we just lean on God.
Yeah.
And you're going, God, let this be the portal to be able to you display your power. And that's how God comes and He displays His power. You know, feel free to jump in anytime. But like David's a good example, you know. He was a boy,
yeah.
You know, and he goes before the giant. And he's got to fight this huge giant, you know. And nobody fought him. Everybody was hiding in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
They were scared. Israel, he was hurling all kinds of insults to Israel. For some reason, it gave David a really holy anger, holy indignation. And when he does fight the giant, he doesn't say, hey, I'm David, I just fought a lion. As a matter of fact, he never made a reference to him fighting the lion and the bear. He just goes before the giant. And then he says, you know, you come to me with a javelin, you come to me with a spear, you come to me with a sword. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the armies of the Lord. So he was a humble guy who acknowledged that he was coming in the power of God. And I think that's key for any of us to be able to become who we were called to be. So I'm speaking on identity. I was trying to start a series, but I'm just scratching the surface on it. I think that that's key. To be able to find out who we are, I think it really we have to understand that it's not the background we came from or how we feel about ourselves. It's really leaning on a God that has called me. We are a predestined people. A chosen generation. You know, He called my name before the foundations of the earth. And so that's so liberating for me.
Yeah.
That we all have weaknesses.
Yeah.
And but yet I still have a destiny. I still have been called to do something on the earth. I have, you know, something that God, I have an identity, but I don't lean on myself. And then we have this incredible God that says, hey, you're weak. Don't worry about it. You know, my strength is going to be made perfect in your weakness. And this is what I didn't say it on Wednesday, and I should have, but I failed to say it. I got off the pulpit, and I was like, God never healed Moses of a stuttering problem. He never did. Moses acknowledged that he had a stuttering problem. He's like, you're sending me? And then God's like, yes, you. Never heals him. Paul tells him, can you please remove this thorn in the flesh? Which, by the way, scholars, they think that thorn in the flesh was just different things. They thought maybe he was sick or he had some condition in his body. Whatever it was, the thorn in the flesh in Paul's life, it never was healed and it never was removed. So that's not to say that we don't believe in healing, because God is a healer and He heals. And believe me, we see it here in our church. But I find it interesting how God didn't do it, and I feel that it was always to glorify God, which gives us all hope in knowing that sometimes God uses things to display His glory and to display His power. So you are weak in certain areas. I'm weak in certain areas. And in those areas that we were weak, His power is displayed. So it's almost like you've been made perfect. And we are complete in Him, not because of who we are, where we came from, the background. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just that He completes, and then that gateway is open, because I'm humble enough to acknowledge I've got this weakness. That's the portal. I open the door to that. God, I'm weak here. God, I don't know how. God, I feel puny. God, I'm the black sheep of the family. God, whatever it is in your life. And once you've acknowledged that, humbled, then God's going, great, thank you, you just opened the door. So now my power can be displayed there. And I can bring power there, and then I will get the glory. You know, so I think that's really key. But I love that scripture that you just read.
I love it too, and I think that's amazing. And I think, you know, my life is an exact testimony of that. You know where I came from. You know, I was addicted to alcohol, to drugs, if it's anything, anybody that needed God's power, it was me. And because I was weak, I couldn't stop. I wanted to be free, but I couldn't. You know, and I was that person. I was even the worst out of my friends. And they would even say, man, she's so bad even for them.
Wow.
And so as long as I'm alive, I know that scripture is going to be a testimony in my life. And because as long as I'm in God, you know, that's where that power comes from, that freedom. And I don't know why I feel that. Some people are struggling with addiction. Some people are struggling with things that they have struggled through their whole life. But all you need is the power of God. All you need is that scripture where you realize, I'm weak. I humble myself. God, I can't do this without you. And then that sets you free. That really starts to, like, you know, give you an identity. And like,
so good.
Like Paul said, he delighted in it. I love that word because it's like, you know, you don't
you delight in your weakness.
Yes, you don't have to be ashamed of where you came from.
No.
You don't have to say, because I came from nothing, I can't do this. When God started giving me glimpses of where he wanted to take me in my life, I was like, did you just see what I did, though?
Yeah.
Did you see all those things that I did? And so I just, like, I want to cry. His love is so good that he would use, you know, the puny, the weak. And it's just so, I love how David had such a revelation of that, where he knew he was scrawny. He knew he was a runt. You know, he knew he was left in a field by himself to take care of what everybody else thought was the least of the important jobs.
Right.
But he didn't see that. He I think, and kind of goes but to what you were saying about, you got to know God. You have to know God.
Yes.
Then you start to get your identity.
Yes.
And in that time where he got to see God, you know, in that time where even Paul, I think when he wrote that, because he got to know who God is.
Yes.
Then they started to see who they are.
That's right.
And so.
They're both connected.
These I can't wait for the series because these are just so powerful.
And I'm scratching the surface right now. But, you know, and I can't get over the scripture where he says, Paul's saying to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. And he says, he chooses the weak. That's who he chooses.
That's right.
He's not looking for strong people. He's not looking for ones that have it all together.
That's right.
He's looking for weak people.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but I think I'm a candidate for that. You know, I think we all are.
Yeah.
And so he chooses the weak. Now, if you look at that word weak, comes from the word puny, low grade, second class, you know, almost laughable.
Yes.
That's what that word weak means, almost laughable.
Oh, wow.
Like, really? You?
Yes.
So I gave that example on Wednesday, you know, when you go and you're in high school or, no, not even high school, you're in middle school or elementary and they play that game. And they're choosing teams. You know, and it's like, you usually you choose the best one,
mm-hmm.
the strongest one, you know, and it's like you and then, you know, yeah. And you're like so scared, you know, I was never the last one because I was good in an athlete, but I can only imagine the one that's chosen the last is like, oh, yeah. And then there's you, you know, just come with us, you know, but that's the candidate that God uses so that he can glorify himself through us. And I think we have to understand that. I think we have to get a good grasp on that. And you said something powerful. You have to know your God. If you don't know God, or you don't have, I was talking about seeking God today. If you're not a seeker, you're never going to know God. And if you're not a seeker of God, you're never going to know your identity. You will always struggle. You will always struggle with who you really are. It requires us to really be seekers of God. Then you begin to realize, gosh, he's so good. He really loves me. He really accepts me for who I am. You know, he accepted you, all your flaws.
Yeah.
In every season, he accepts you. He doesn't accept the flaws.
Right.
He wants to shave those things off, but he accepts you as an individual, as his daughter, as a son. And to me, that's such it's a powerful revelation. If you can really grasp it, that if you are weak, maybe you have a weakness. You know, I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm trying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying. Well, I think you need to just stop trying. I tell people all the time, just stop trying. But I'm weak. Yes, you're weak, but let him be strong in you.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people don't grasp, well, how? Like, how do you do it? So, you know, something relatable to you, it's going before the presence of God, having a relationship with God, really coming to the presence of God, to the feet of Jesus, you know, allowing yourself to just start a relationship with him, seeking him daily, you know, seeking him every single day. And then you start to feel his presence.
Yes.
And so his presence, you rely on that presence. I mean, there's been times I've gone, I just did a mission trip. And I was asked to preach 10 times. I typically would have said no, But I didn't feel the Holy Spirit tell me no. I really felt like I need to do this. And it's a leaning on of such a grace. You lean on God. When I go up to a pulpit, I don't know. I mean, I had to preach to pastors, leaders of a nation that I didn't really know much about. You know, you went with me to Texas. You know, we were in some tough atmospheres at one time. And you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what we're going to encounter. But when you lean on the Holy Spirit, you lean on God, then you're going, I'm weak here. I don't know. But He does. He knows everything. And I think that that's how we should walk our walk all the time and stay away from that spirit of pride.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the hardest times in serving God is when I don't listen to the Holy Spirit. And you've taught us this a lot. And it's, you know, as somebody who's on the worship team and flows with you,
yeah.
And it's really just, it has to be a humility where I don't go up with my own agenda.
There you go.
Know, and I think a lot of leaders who serve God need to understand that. It's
yeah.
not, you can't have your own agenda.
Yeah.
You really have to just, in humility, recognizing God gave you a gift, but also recognizing
yes.
that without Him, that gift is nothing. And so humbling yourself to seek Him, that humility really is everything.
Because He knows everything.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, people might be watching or even listening that, you know, they have been leaning on different things, you know, and that's going to fail you. You know, your gift can fail you. I mean, really, technically, you know, I've got gifted hands. Well, you know, I don't know. You could go in an ocean and then a shark bite your hands. I don't know. You know, we are individuals that are weak and we're limited,
yeah.
you know, and we have to lean on God for everything. And I think when you have that kind of reliance on God, that's what He wants. That's what He's saying in these scriptures. He wants us to rely on Him, you know. Maybe you're watching or listening as Pastor Helen said, that maybe you feel weak. You feel weak in an area. To give it to God. Let that weakness just be given to God. You know, you feel like you don't add up. You don't measure up. You're not good enough. How am I going to be? How am I going to pray? I've had intercessors say, I don't know how to pray. You know, well, let the Holy Spirit do it for you. The Holy Spirit that is inside of you. Just lean on Him. And then He just does it, you know. And then you realize, then you kind of go, I'd rather lean on Him, you
yes.
know. You do your part, but then you let the Holy Spirit do the rest, you know.
Yes.
But I what do you want to say to people maybe who are struggling with weakness? Why don't you pray for them? I want you to pray for those people.
Sure. I just want to say that you don't quit.
Yeah.
Because when you quit, you don't ever get to the other side of what God has for you. And even though it's hard at the moment, even though it's, you can, whatever it is that you're going through, if you quit, then you have given it up and God cannot take you to the other side.
That's right.
For what He has for you. And there is another side.
Yes.
No matter what. I don't know why I feel that, but you may not be able to see the other side because of what you're going through.
Yes.
But there is always another side. And it you always come out better because of it. The situation always comes out better because of it. So I just want to pray for everybody right now. And God, whoever it is that we're speaking to, whoever it is that needs that word, that needs that strength right now, we send it, Father, in the name of
God.
Jesus, God. I ask that you break the hard hearts, the hearts of people who have been hurt by their family, by their mothers, by their fathers, who have been abandoned, and now it is hard for them to trust in anybody or think that they need the help of anybody for that because they've been so independent.
Yeah.
I feel like that's for somebody who is watching right now. You were abandoned. And now you feel like you don't need anybody because you've done it all by yourself.
Mm.
But that has been a lie from the enemy to keep you from the one who truly, truly, it is the one that you need truly, which is God. We all need Him. I don't care who you are. We all need God.
Yes.
I don't care if you came from nobody to having people all around you. We need God. So I ask right now, Father, that you give that person identity, that you give the people watching, my God, an identity to seek you, Father God, an identity to realize, I need you, God. I need to humble myself. I don't want this pride. I want your presence. And Father, right now I ask as they are praying this prayer that you are touching them right now, that you are healing their hearts, bringing healing into every heart of every person that is saying, God, I need you right now. And Father, I ask that you strengthen those that are going through trials, those that are going through torments right now in the name of Jesus, to hold on to seeking you, to hold on to hope that you have something that for them, that you have not forgotten them.
Yes.
Father, right now we ask that you give them the ability, the strength to seek your spirit,
yes.
to seek you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I want to make an announcement. We got a women's conference coming up.
We do.
And Dr. Leaf is with us.
I'm so excited for her.
And then, of course, the Ignite Movement Band is going to be with us.
Yes, we are.
And I'm excited. Pastor Norma will be preaching as well. She's carrying something new.
You.
And I will be there. Yay. I'm going to preach a message. I don't know yet, but I mean, it's stirring. It's cooking. But I'm really excited. I want every woman to be here.
Yes.
You know what? One of the things that I'm feeling and something happening to our church is that just the presence and the increase
yes.
of it. And how God is shifting, because I do believe these are times of great revival. So if you're a woman, listen, you're gonna be in some incredible encounters with God. I know that this women's conference is gonna take you to incredible, deep, profound, intimate encounters with God to transform your life. I believe there's gonna be a new fire, a new passion. There's gonna be new wine being poured out. You know, the Bible speaks of the new wine, which is the new presence. I believe God is going to usher so many things in to get you to be a blessed woman, whole, complete, lacking nothing. So please sign up.
Yes.
And if you haven't picked up a copy of my book, please do so, Passionate Pursuit, or the Intercession book. And just, you know, if you send in your prayer petitions, you can send all your prayer petitions or questions that you have to my email there. And till next time, we'll see you guys. We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.